Man, a lot of changes. Dev, you had dreads. I was bald. Got hair now though. Man, I walked down memory lane. Man, this is I'm standing here today, full of emotion, but not. I'm not sad. I'm not disappointed or anything. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I say grateful because of how long I was able to play, the impact that I was able to have on the field and off the field. I'm grateful that God allowed me to have this talent and be able to showcase it for His glory on such a main stage. I'm grateful for God giving me my parents who made countless numbers of sacrifices for me to be where I am today. I'm just thinking back, every time a new season, whether it was basketball, baseball, or football came about, my mom had dreams and aspirations of her own, but she made sure that I had a fresh pair of cleats or a fresh pair of basketball shoes for every season, whether it was on the field or on the court. And my mom, she would go outside and throw the ball with me when my dad went home too. You know, a lot of moms would be like, wait till your dad get home. You know, go do something else. But my mom made countless sacrifices for me to be up here. And my dad would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I lived in Slidell, Louisiana. He would drive all the way to New Orleans and work a full day for Shell Oil Company. He'd come back around 5:30 after sitting in traffic and getting here, a long drive. And the first thing he would do, he wouldn't even eat. He'd go outside with me. My dad's 300 pounds, so I know how much that meant to him. My dad was a big D lineman. I know he wanted to eat when he got home, but he'd go straight outside and we'd shoot basketball or throw the ball. If it was baseball season, we'd go in between the houses. And if I was pitching, he was being the catcher. If it was football, he was the quarterback. And if I had to work on my hitting, he'd take me to the park or the batting cages. Whatever it was that I needed to do to get better, he was right there for me, making those sacrifices. And I thank God for having two parents that not only were able to make those sacrifices, but were willing to do that for me. I also thank him for my wife, who's made countless sacrifices for me as well. It's like Devin said, you know, it gets to that time where you got a family and you miss a lot of time with them. And now it's time for me to make those sacrifices so she can live out her dreams. And I thank you for always being there and supporting me. I remember, I believe it was year four, I was in the contract year, and that one game hurt my knee. And I was in the locker room, and I heard banging on the door, and somebody was like, "Who is that on the door?" She was at the locker room door. I was like, "Girl, how you get down here?" So I was like, she must have passed by the security, everything. But she was right by the locker room door, and she was crying. And I looked at her, because I wasn't crying. I looked at her, I said, "Girl, why are you crying?" She said, "You didn't get up fast enough." And so I knew it at that moment. I mean, she always had my back, and I thank you for that as well. Not only my family, a lot of coaches, a lot of teammates made sacrifices for me to continue to grow as a player, starting off with Coach Lovey. I appreciate Coach Lovey for believing in a little guy from Tulane, not known for football, like the U, you know. but taking a chance on me. Chris Ballard, who scouted me. I spoke to him at the Senior Bowl. That was my first time speaking to the Bears organization. And I guess they liked me because they kept it real, real quiet and ended up picking me. So I was grateful for that. But not only him, Ron Turner, a lot of different offensive coaches. Tim Spencer, who played professional at running back who challenged me. I appreciate Tim Spencer for challenging me as a professional to become better, and not only just to be satisfied with a season or a game that I did well in, but to continue to work each and every day, to not be complacent about any success on the field, and to always try to be at your best no matter what it is, day in and day out. Mike Martz, who came in as a coordinator, Mike Tice, Adam Gase, Todd Bowles, a lot of different coaches, Stan Drayton, Stump Mitchell, a lot of people, a lot of coaches, but even more than the coaches, my teammates helped me to become the player that I was and that the man that I am today. We had, in my opinion, I've only been in two different locker rooms, but the one with the Bears was amazing to me. The character of the guys and how they conducted themselves, but also how it was a brotherhood. And they were also great on the field. I mean, me being a rookie coming in and facing, I look across the defense, and my first carry in camp was against Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Tommy Harris, Peanut Tillman, Mike Brown, you know, the whole Super Bowl defense. And the first play, Brian called out the play. He was like, "It's coming right here." and I'm thinking to myself, like, well, if you know where the play going, how are we going to run the play? And needless to say, he was right there to make the play too. So, but playing against a defense like that from a young, you know, rookie groomed me to know that I just arrived here and that I hadn't made it. And I had to work very hard to continue to be consistent in my production. And then going into the NFL, I knew it was a production-based league, and consistency is better than peaks and valleys. So I wanted to be the best at all times and be available at all times for my teammate and my team. And that's why I left it all on the field, and honestly have no regrets of how I played and what I did on the field, except for not winning the Super Bowl for this great franchise. But with that said, I'm very grateful and humbled today to stand up here and say that I'll be a Bear for life. And thank you.
Okay, we'll take questions for Matt.
Hey, Matt, have you thought about, you know, Walter Payton, the only one ahead of you, and there's a lot of great running backs who have come through here. Have you been able to reflect upon that throughout the years, that he's really the only one ahead of you?
Yeah, I have. Even while I was playing here, I had time to reflect on that. And even then, you know, given the how great Walter Payton was, it just didn't seem right that, you know, my name was just right there next to his and stuff. So it's just kind of surreal to me to, you know, that my name is right there with him in this organization. And, you know, just it lets me know that it's re-solidifying that the hard work that you put in, you know, long enough, it will pay off for you. And, you know, my parents from a young age put in a great work ethic in me. And it's always been my formula for success. So once I got into the NFL, you know, I didn't want to change that. And, you know, being mentioned among great names like that just humbles me and lets me know that, you know, I did well, you know, while playing.
Had no regrets. When did you know that this was going to be your last season last year, and what's that process like going through, you know, like Devin said, I mean, you know, football's been such a big part of your life forever.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I've been doing this since I was 7 years old, and you know, I'm 32 now, I'm still a young man, but you know, it's weird to say, yeah, you're retiring. And, you know, it's just that, you know, I'm retiring from just one phase of my life, which I, you know, fortunately enough, I got to do for a long time. You know, it is true that the NFL stands for not for long, but even shorter for running backs. And I look back to be able to play for a decade and to play at a high level. I'm just blessed to be able to say that. And going into playing in the NFL, when I got drafted, I knew I wanted to play at least 10 years. I always set my expectations, like, you know, high and expected a lot out of myself. And I didn't even know at the end of this year if I wanted to continue or keep playing. I really had my mind set on, you know, continuing to play. But you after every year, you got to reevaluate, you know, not only your body and how it feels, but also, you know, having a family and all that stuff too now. But when it came down to it and thinking about it, I didn't want to go out on the field again another year and not be able to display how I know I can play. And so, you know, given that fact and also wanting to be around my family a lot more and enter into this new phase of life, I decided to make that decision. And so it wasn't during the season or before the season. It was kind of towards the end of the season to in the off season where, you know, I had to reevaluate and assess the future plans and ended up with retirement.
Hey, Matt, your first game, the Sunday nighter against the Colts, you have a 50-yard burst for a touchdown. And I remember, like, after a lot of your TDs, you played it cool. You were humble afterwards, a long way to go. But what were you really thinking? First game, and you get a touchdown for the Chicago Bears.
So a lot of y'all probably can't see it, but because my back is turned. But when I entered in the end zone, and it looks like I do like this, I was just screaming. My mouthpiece was in, and I was just like, it was like, I basically was just saying, oh, my God, like, I can't believe I just did that. It was crazy. You know, my parents were at that game. They had their backs to where I was running. They were in, like, section 344, way up in the nosebleeds. And all I could think was, I'm glad my parents got to experience, you know, this moment that I did too as well. And, I mean, it was just amazing to be a part of that. I knew going into that game, I had a feeling that it was going to, you know, be a big game, and it was on prime time and stuff. And my first time being able to be on national television playing and being a professional. And I just wanted to, you know, do my best and make things happen. And when I got a chance or an opportunity to make a big play, I had to make the most of it. And like I've always been told, you make one guy miss, you got a chance to make huge plays. And made one guy miss, and it was all she wrote after that.
Matt, over here, what does this city mean to you and your family, and just the, you know, almost the sort of coincidence of being drafted here, but then to put down roots in this city and still be here? What does it mean to you?
It means a lot to me. Met my wife here. She is from here, and all her side of the family and stuff. My father-in-law, who is a pastor, you know, I'm a Christian man, and I've been going to his church the last 9 years, because we've met after my first year. And so it means everything. You know, starting a family here, becoming a real man, and not just an adolescent, you know, growing into that, being here. Also starting my foundation here, where I did a lot of work on the South Side and in some of the bad neighborhoods where we're trying to cut down on gun violence and continue to help educate people who don't have the resources. So Chicago means a lot to me, and that's why we currently, you know, still live here and will continue to have our roots here and still be around and do these things, because it means so much. Just being here and having that tenure of a career, but also off the field, being able to, you know, reach out to the fans and speak with them, but also going to the neighborhoods in Chicago and talk with the kids and you know, realize what's wrong with, you know, some of the school system and things that, and kind of help out, use a helping hand where things need help at. So with that, you know, my family being started here and starting a foundation and stuff like that, you know, it means, you know, the most to me.
Matt, if you could tell your rookie self something about the journey that gets you to today, what would you say?
I was asked this earlier, and I said I would tell myself, appreciate every single moment that you step into the building. I think after a couple of years, once you become a veteran, you know, you played 4 or 5 years, you kind of just, it's routine that you get to come in and everything's provided for you. People cook for you. They clean for you. They clean up your mess, your laundry, and all that stuff. You just take it for granted. But appreciate the small things and the details that go into everything that is required for a football team. The travel to games, having to stay in hotels, and them, you know, providing all that for us so that we can go on the field and be at our best. And a lot of guys don't look at the details, and we take those things for granted. So I would tell myself to understand and appreciate those things and those people that were here doing that for us the entire time.